One curious note at the beginning of the Trump speech yesterday, I don't know if you caught it, was his somber reference to the people of the Philippines and its victims of terror. If you had to rush to find out what he was talking about, you weren't alone. A lone gunman who caused chaos at a casino in Manila was being hunted as the president was speaking, but authorities weren't calling it terror. They aren't even sure of what to make of the incident today. Reacting to recent incidents of unrest, Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte has declared martial law on the southern island of Mindanao, and President Trump, already expressing warm personal support, reportedly, for Duterte, used this Paris Accord announcement to further express his sympathy for the Asian nation's struggles with drugs and terrorism.
I would like to begin by addressing the terrorist attack in Manila. We're closely monitoring the situation.
Aurora Almendral is a reporter and radio producer based in Manila. She was on the scene yesterday at Resorts World Casino.
I was certainly surprised to hear it because the idea that this was a terror attack had not been confirmed yet by the police or any other officials that were involved in the operation at Resorts World Casino. I think a lot of Filipinos who were awake at the time of the incident rushed to believe that this might be related to the Islamic State activities that are happening in southern Mindanao. So maybe they were a bit less surprised because of the ongoing issues with Islamic State-affiliated groups in Mindanao. But again, at the moment, the police are saying that this was a lone gunman acting on his own and just called him a deranged individual with perhaps robbery motives or other motives that were not related to Islamic terrorism.
In the Philippines today, people are learning of this stack of 36 bodies on the site of the resort's casino. What's the response there?
I think a lot of people are very shocked. The shooting unfolded over several hours overnight in the Philippines, and there was a lot of fear that it was related to Islamic terrorism. There was quite a lot of panic in Resorts World. People were calling their family members in panic. A lot of people who were on the second and third floor were jumping down, injuring themselves, breaking ankles and legs. And there was quite a bit of panic for several hours. And I was on the scene all night, really. And I was surprised to find out that 36 people died of suffocation. Up until this morning when they recovered the bodies, they were not confirming any deaths at all. So I personally was surprised that many people had died, and I think a lot of Filipinos as well.
So the deaths could have been related to the police response, the delay in the police response, the response at the casino itself by the authorities, not necessarily a direct result of gunman attacks.
So far, the police haven't found any of the dead to have gunshot wounds, and this is something that the Philippine police chief has said, is that this is unlikely to be terrorism because he was not opening fire on people. In fact, they said he was saying "get out" in English to the people inside the casino. What happened is that he doused gambling tables and carpets in the casino in gasoline and lit them on fire, and the combustibility of the furniture and the carpet and the windows and doors that wouldn't open led to the 36 people suffocating from the smoke.
Certainly no one would downplay the brutality of crime in Manila at a casino like this. Do you think that this incident served to be an opportunity for President Trump to declare a closer relationship with President Duterte? And for Duterte's part, was it an opportunity for him to declare martial law in Mindanao, something he's wanted to do across the entire nation since he took office?
I believe that as the events were unfolding, a lot of people feared that this would be the opportunity that would give Duterte a chance to declare martial law beyond Mindanao and into Manila and the rest of the Philippines. But at the moment, because it seems that the gunman was not related to terror attack, then he may not declare martial law. This is for the time being, the police are saying that this is a lone gunman acting on his own. Although that, in truth, hasn't been confirmed yet. And I heard the police chief in an interview very early this morning at around 6 a.m. say that if it does turn out that the gunman was related to terrorists, then they may have to consider martial law. Though at the moment, there has been no talk of that happening quite yet.
Although Rukmini Kalamantri of the New York Times, who covers ISIS, has suggested that there's certainly a lot of activity on some ISIS-known websites responding to this, although not claiming responsibility. Aurora Almendral is a reporter and radio producer based in Manila. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, John.